North Korea, one of the last bastions of communism and economic central planning, is experimenting ever so carefully with capitalism. The country intends to open a special administrative region, a free enterprise laboratory near its border with China, hoping to attract foreign investment. In the past, North Korea's self-isolation and its disastrous economic policies discouraged foreign investment, to say the least. But the country just might be reforming now. Joining us is NPR's Beijing correspondent Rob Gifford. Rob, just exactly how would this special zone work?
Well, from what we know, what the Pyongyang government has said over the last week, it's going to be quite a bizarre setup. They're planning to separate about 50 square miles of land up in the northwestern corner of North Korea near the Chinese border and put a wall around it and literally seal it off from the rest of North Korea. And within this special economic zone, they're hoping to attract foreign investment, foreign companies. They say they want to focus on industry, on finance, and on processing plants, and get companies to come in and invest in this area and set up factories and start to employ local people.
But you say it's going to be walled off. North Koreans couldn't get in unless they were workers there, I presume.
That's right. It's not completely clear how it's going to work, but the man who's been appointed to head up this special zone said yesterday in Pyongyang that he wants to move out a lot of the people who are there at the moment and move in some people who have the sort of training and the background to be able to work in the kind of companies that he wants to set up there.
And the man that the North Koreans have hired to run this free enterprise zone is a Chinese entrepreneur.
Yes, that's an even more bizarre element of this. The North Koreans basically for the last 50 years have banged the drum of a concept known as juche, which means self-reliance. Now what they've done is gone and appointed a 39-year-old Chinese entrepreneur called Yang Bin. He's a real estate developer from over the border in northeastern China, and he's actually being investigated for possible tax fraud at the moment in the People's Republic of China. But he does have a track record of getting things done. He has developed large chunks of northeastern China and turned a profit on many of his real estate investments. And I think clearly, if the North Koreans are thinking that they're going to open to the outside world, they are looking across the border into China, because after all, China was a closed Stalinist state until about 25 years ago. And now it's a much more open, very much market-driven economy. And I think North Korea is looking over the border for help in how to open up.
North Korea had tried once before to create an enterprise zone. Is this one for real? Is this the opening of North Korea's economy that many have been waiting for on the outside?
Well, that, of course, is the big question. And who knows what is going on inside Kim Jong-il's mind, the leader of North Korea? I think he has been to China, and so he's seen for himself that political control can still be maintained even if you open up your economy. So I don't think anyone should be under any illusions that he's had some sort of conversion on the road to Damascus and has become a supporter of a multi-party system. If he's doing this, and if it is for real, he is very likely doing it because he realizes the country is really in desperate straits, not necessarily because he wants to open the country to economic and therefore political reform.
Thanks very much, Rob.
Thanks, John.
NPR's Beijing correspondent Rob Gifford speaking with us about a new free enterprise zone in North Korea.